this year we're celebrating in it. Community, connection, and bonding with everybody in this room, and everybody that we, that you know, relies on us, that we represent. I just want to say, I would like for the email thread experience that went on over the last week to never ever happen again among us, because we are neighbors, we are friends, we are of a common thread. We want what is the best for this entire community. There is absolutely no doubt behind that, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I know it's an old habit. We've gone through this before. Emails don't translate feelings. They don't translate tone. It's easy to misinterpret, and things can spin out of control. I want, especially being new in this whole governance thing, to enjoy this part of it. I want to be able to represent my people and talk about it freely and explore ideas and questions and even arguments. You know, as long as we get to an end result that is a net positive for everybody, but I also want it to be enjoyable along the way. And I really am inviting everyone in this group right now to explore how we can do that and ensure that what we experience never happens again, because honestly, it was ridiculous. And we want to celebrate with open arms and open hearts this 50th. How can we prevent that from happening again? That's my question to everybody.
Thank you.
I mean, my biggest answer to that is that the whole conversation was just kind of inappropriate. It just shouldn't have even happened. I mean, we discussed this stuff at town council. We are a group that is a governance board. To have this little side conversation is just kind of not necessary or needed, or, you know, it doesn't get us anywhere. And so I feel like we just need to not do that anymore. And I agree.
Do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote mine down, and I'm am I one of the three on your list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this, you can just do your sentence.
Okay, number one. As a town council member, I deal with the official town council meeting agenda in my neighborhood group. And I get facts and opinions that neighbors have from our official publication, The Alternate Current. If you have something to push, it should not be in the agenda or in the AC, it should be in the agenda or in the AC, or you bring it to council. I will not entertain it in an email. Email communication is not part of our official process unless the coordinator has deemed an emergency need for a time-dependent decision and we cannot meet physically within that allotted time. Email threads are destructive to community. Please do not include me in any email thread that is not initiated officially through the coordinator. And on that being destructive, I want to hold in honor and respect all of my neighbors, but emails I read sometimes tempt me to think less of my neighbors, and I hate this. I agonize over this. And no matter how wordsmithy you think you are, emails never communicate what you think you are communicating. This most recent email thread had 31 emails. That's a lot of temptation to think ill about my neighbors. And it didn't end. Every day, I would go, okay, it's been set aside. Did it stay that way? No, I opened up my email to deal with something, and there it is again. In my role as a town council member, please do not include me in any email thread that is not officially initiated by the coordinator. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry to be so upset, but this has had me just totally over the moon. And if I don't have a side in this horse race, but we can treat each other decently.
Thank you. Anybody else want to add anything?
Yeah, I'd like to add something. Okay. The problem I had with emails was not the information that was provided. I appreciate people giving me their opinions. What concerned me was accusations that people weren't representing their groups and that somehow or another we should not be talking about this except in town council. And I did not give up my amendment rights to speak to anybody I wanted to.
And you did not have the right to speak to me.
That's fine. We can leave you out of those emails. But when somebody constantly questions me and other new members,
then talk to whoever that
new
is.
New members. It went out to everybody, and nobody objected to the fact that we had an email saying we didn't represent our groups. And I'm tired of this constant, well, what did your group say? How many people were there? I mean, we have an email here saying you're not representing your group. And
That's not my point, Judith.
I didn't say it was your point. But I think that casting aspersion on we've worked really hard to get new people in here, and then turn around and tell them they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing when they really are. I mean, I'm upset about it because I'm just tired of that kind of thing. And then leaving people out of emails, you don't want to be included. I did not see 31 emails. I was left out of a lot of those emails. And, you know, I think that a free exchange of ideas is a pretty good thing. If you don't want to be involved in it, that's fine. But
we have a method for doing that that does not destroy community, Judith.
It destroys community when you tell people they can't be talking.
This is difficult because things are being said that are not true.
Like what?
Like that there was an email of people saying you can't speak. I think the email you're referring to, which was Rob saying that, and I think what he was trying to say is exactly what Tina said. What he was trying to say was that this is inappropriate. We haven't even had our group meetings yet. We should be talking to our groups. So he said, are you representing your group? In other words, some people are talking just from their own feelings, like Heist Group hadn't met yet, Northwest Kingdom hadn't met yet. So can you read that email, Judith, if you
want? I also don't like reps forming decisions without hearing from the members they represent.
Without hearing from the members they represent.
We have heard from our members, and they've been adamant.
I was just saying that there were groups that had not met yet.
And our group hadn't met, but we'd already had a decision on that.
That's what he was saying, not that they had had a meeting and weren't representing their group. He was saying this is inappropriate, like you're saying.
I don't feel it's inappropriate.
Okay, and then the second.
Sorry. I think the perfect example of how email can so easily be
misunderstood.
I don't think it was misunderstood at all. When you have people calling Rivera's friends up and telling him to shut up, that's not good.
Who called Rivera's friends and told him to shut up?
This isn't the place.
What?
There was no phone call. I didn't receive a phone call.
Okay.
I received emails asking me to stop talking in this forum.
I never said that. I never said that to you in an email. But you and I need to discuss this outside of this meeting. And I asked you, I called you and asked you to meet with me. I didn't realize you were in Texas. I called Josh and asked him to meet with me. He never replied. You never returned my phone call. So this should not be here. And what I want to say is I totally agree with you that that email exchange just went out of control and we should never do it again. It's inappropriate to be discussing like that on email, number one, and before you've had meetings, number two, and just should never happen. So I agree.
Okay, so how are we going to prevent it going forward?
Well, she just said that
it was officially started the email.
All right. I think I started the email chain because I was told I could not have an agenda item that went against another agenda item. I couldn't put it on the agenda. So Ed suggested I contact the reps via email, send it to them. I told Karen I was going to do that. I did not expect an email chain to happen. I wanted it to be discussed in groups.
Okay, so what Linda sent me to put on the agenda was her AC article. And when I read through this agenda item, I'm only seeing that you don't vote for this other person's agenda item. And I'm like, that's not a legitimate agenda item. So I had to say, I can't put it on. And I even went through and edited it and took out, I said, I'd be happy to put an agenda item that's a discussion of the rights and responsibilities of being a member. And that was as simple as just taking off the opinion statements at the beginning and just keeping in, this is our bylaws, this is our policy. And I was happy to put that in the agenda, but you said no. And
no,
you said,
I took out the opinion statement.
And then you put opinion statements back in.
No, that
yes,
was
you did.
Fact.
He said, please use this version instead. And I was like, and then you said, and the new version said still had the opinions on it. And I said, well, I can't do that. And you said, well, we need to talk on the phone. I said, okay, I called you. And he said, well, never mind. I'm just going to send it to the reps. And that's my memory of what happened.
I took out the opinion piece. What you said, the opinion piece was a fact.
The opinion said, please vote. Please do not support this other agenda.
I took that out. You took it out. I took that out. I did not put that back in.
It was back in.
No, I
didn't. It was back in a different word. That was, maybe you actually attached the wrong attachment.
No.
You know, but the attachment I have.
You told me I could not put an agenda item because it basically was against somebody else's agenda.
No, an agenda item that says don't vote for the other person's agenda item, which is what the first sentence said in the revised agenda, is not an agenda item. That's not a legitimate agenda item, and so I couldn't.
So if people can't put in written statements on a subject matter and they can't talk about it outside
no,
of town council?
No, you didn't hear me. I was totally happy putting on an agenda item that was, let's discuss the rights and responsibilities of being a member. That's an agenda item. But to say, don't vote for agenda item number 6, that's an AC article. That's not an agenda item. So, preventing email threads that get unpleasant, how do we solve that? One is, you know, it's only, you know, we're only voting on something, you know, if it's coming from me. But also, if you guys want to start emails amongst yourselves and communicate, that's fine. I mean, you guys, I think you have the right. If you want, you know, if, even if you just want to get a verbal argument. I think it needs to be recognized that the people who are participating in that verbal argument want to be there. And that everybody else can be, like, don't loop in all the town council just because it's town council related. And then I guess recognize when it's getting ugly and then, and maybe it doesn't work to say this is inappropriate. Maybe just we all need to just stop responding. I don't know. I mean, you know, just like, okay, this is ugly. I'm not going to respond. And I don't know. I'm asking you guys. How do we do this? Nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like we have a process. And this process, the process was not honored because, you know, it came from a good place, you know, I was hoping to help solve a problem. In December, or I guess it was November, the issue came up about Anita, you know, thinking that maybe she had voting rights. There was a kerfuffle about it. It sounded like you voted one way, then it came back. I think we misinterpreted to change that. You know, it was sketchy. And I had done that proposal, so I thought maybe I could help, you know, put some energy into that and clarify things. And so, you know, in February, you know, I ask the community, can we discuss this? Is expanding this voting right in this way, is it something we can discuss? And if the community doesn't want that, I'll drop it. The community came back, and five groups said, sure, you know, talk about it. You know, it came up. It's an issue. Two groups, we heard HOA, it's against this, it's against that, can't do it. And so I said, well, you know, if we're going to keep hearing about HOA, I will pay for a consult for to hear an HOA lawyer tell us if we can do it. If we can't do it, it's gone. It's dropped. I won't bring it up. She said we could. That we could change, you know, tweak our covenants and restrictions and do as we want. So being against HOA law was no longer an issue. And so, you know, I brought it back in that way. And, you know, five groups, I think, were okay with it, two groups not, so it goes back out again. I wrote an article, Linda wrote an article, Judith wrote an article in the AC. That's what we do to, you know, to inform people.
That's it.
So then I resubmitted it. You did call me and say, said, Linda, I don't even know what it was she wanted to add. You just called me and said, Linda wanted to attach something to your proposal. And I'm sorry, but it was my proposal. I spent a lot of time on it, and I didn't do it without you, without the consent of the community. And so I already had a long thing going on there. I thought adding something more to it, and I didn't know what it was. Just didn't work for me. So I said, no, please, I don't want something added onto my proposal. I don't recall it ever being done that somebody wants to amend somebody else's proposal. You give feedback, but then you don't at the last minute change it. Or, you know, so I felt like it should just, you know, come back. And if people had issues with it, this next time around, if five voted for, two against, and the two groups felt like they hadn't been heard, you do a 10-member petition. And a 10-member petition would stop everything. We'd have a discussion about it, which is what I've asked that we do anyway, and you ultimately vote. And, you know, ultimately that's what we're going to do anyway. That's what I'm asking us to do, is to vote. So I wasn't included in any of these threats. This was my proposal, and it sounded like I'm being accused of trying to dilute the voting power of our younger members. And I'm thinking, holy crap, you know, I mean, our younger members are, you know, just so important to me. How can you say that? And yet it didn't come to me, so I didn't know. It's innuendo. It was just weird, totally weird. And it's just not, that's not who we are. You know, I go to HOA statute. The definition of community is real estate. It's a piece of property. And our community is not a piece of property. Yeah, we have our names on deeds, and you know, but it's the people and the spirit of this place. And you look at our articles, I think everybody needs to look at our articles of incorporation that we submitted in 1975. There are four, you know, I have it with me if you want to read it, four visions of an alternative way of life, you know, and support from, you know, in all facets. And that's who we are, that ideal. It's not, you know, the statute, and it's not just a deed. And I just want the opportunity to discuss that. And it just got really weird and hurtful and creepy. And I appreciate so much, you know, Dave saying that's not who we are, and let's not ever do this again. he and I had an issue for like a year over, you know, the wood stove oven. And I hated that. You know, it dragged on and dragged on until we could look each other in the face and look each other in the eyes and get past it and just, you know. And this was just bad.
Rose, I did not ask to amend your proposal. I asked that another point of view be discussed when your proposal was discussed. I did not try to change your proposal. I offered an opposite point of view to be discussed when people were discussing your proposal.
But that would be amending the proposal.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
You're not going to tell me I was amending her proposal. Her proposal stood as it was, and mine was an alternate view.
And you want me to include that as one agenda item. Here's this one agenda item that now includes
another agenda item. Opposite, when you said Rose wasn't going for it. Actually, you never told me she wasn't going for it.
Well, you just sort of assumed she was. You never asked me. When we talked on the phone, you didn't even conversate with me.
You just said,
I've decided to send it to reps, and then you basically hung up. That was our entire conversation.
This
which
was
supposed to be communication.
This was through emails that we communicated about this before the telephone call.
I told you I would ask Rose, and then I just assumed that you figured out it was no because.
And then I sent you saying, well, put it as a separate agenda.
Right. Well, you and I can keep talking forever about this, but I don't want to waste anybody else's time. Lucia.
I'm just trying to clarify what happened.
Does everyone understand what happened? Any questions on what happened?
Well, I think there are questions because people have different perceptions, but we cannot resolve that here.
Right.
And I feel like the only thing, I just wanted to say one thing personally, and that was that there were comments made in the email train that upset me about the view of old people in this community. And I responded vigorously, and I apologize for that. But I was angry at a lot of those statements. And I wrote, the reason I responded right away to the first, when we got Linda's point of view, was that I thought people were misunderstanding that we were just asking for a vote. We weren't asking for approval. So I wrote first saying, wait, this is just approving it to go to the whole community to vote on. That the very first thing I wrote. And then that became you're opposed to it or whatever. But it, once again, emails are the worst thing in the world for trying to communicate.
I have a totally different perspective on what we've kind of been discussing. But I had a conversation with Tom at the pool today. And
with whom?
Sorry. Her husband.
Oh.
And he said that, I said, I don't understand why you would not feel part of the community just because you didn't vote. And he said, well, Rose feels that way. And I said, well, you know, Rose is probably one of three or four people who are the architects of how we raised our children. She has put more energy than almost anybody else into this community. It does not matter if she has a vote or not. She will have a say. You have a say. People listen to you. You are important.
It's not about me. I'm
everybody that has been here and put their time in is important in this community. And they will be looked out after, partly because you set the standard.
We're discussing this subject.
Excuse me. You're not going to shut me up.
But you're
because
off.
She
you're
is.
Excuse me. You are completely off topic. The subject is
yes, I'm off the topic because somebody has made people feel bad because they aren't getting the vote, and that's not the case.
Excuse me. Anita does feel bad because she's not voting. Have you talked to her?
She hasn't said a word to me.
Well,
I've
talked to her, and she feels bad because she's not able to vote because she's always voting. So you're making assumptions. Thank you, Dave. I'll come back to center now. What was all to you, please?
Can I jump in real quick?
Please.
Is it time we move on?
All right, so, clearly, as I started off saying, We have passion. I think what we would most benefit from is one thing, maybe in two parts. A process that allows us to say, hey, here's the path for putting something as a proposal or voting or for consideration, and another path for we have something we need to discuss. It needs to be face-to-face. We need to have a special discussion meeting, a process to set that up, and maybe there already is a process for that. But this kind of conversation needs to be hashed out, possibly with revisiting Vibe Watchers or some sort of conflict resolution team. I don't know, but we need to be able to talk about these things without the passion overflowing, because that rips us apart, and then we have nothing to celebrate. So I wonder how we can get something like that. And does anybody even agree with that?
Yes. Do we all agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I want us to all agree with that and then table this. And this is something that we need to keep thinking about. And I really like what you just said. And now I'd like to go on with the rest of the agenda if everyone's good with that.
I'm not good with that because I was told to be quiet, and I think that's enough.
You were asked that the meeting at which
matter.
I am the facilitator.
No, nobody else has ever been told they cannot say something.
Right. You have spoken. You have gotten your piece. You raised your hand. You were called on multiple times. You
and
have spoken.
You stood in front of me and told me
because
be
you
quiet.
Told me you will not shut me up. In other words, you know, and
right.
So
exactly.
As the facilitator of this meeting, I'm responsible for everyone's time in this room. Everyone's time. Everyone that's here is a volunteer. I'm the only one getting paid.
And you don't get to tell the town council what to do.
I'm trying to facilitate.
But
if she decides that you're talking is complete, that is, you know, you are the facilitator.
That's right. That's problem under procedure. When the facilitator of the meeting says it's time to go on to the next agenda item, the agenda goes on. Mm-hmm. That's just problem under procedure.
Actually, other people can call for more discussion.
Okay, but then I would have to be seconded. Would you like to call for more discussion?
No.
Okay. All right. Administrative item number one. Has the user group chosen at least one alternate rep, and I'd like to know who that person is.
We cannot always do that.
Okay, you have one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have unanimously voted for Ed.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so Ed is now the official alternate rep. All right, Tina.
Billy, Flora, and Rose. And I would like for them not to be part of an email thing unless they are serving that month.
Yeah. All right, Scott?
Paul. Graciously accepted.
I'll
step back for this meeting.
what Tina said as well. I don't believe you want to be included on the
email. I don't
want to
be included in
the
email.
Yes.
Like that.
We'll leave you out of the. I'll leave you out of the.
I don't do business by email.
Correct.
Sorry.
Right. Correct. So yeah, I have a town council email group, and it has Ed on it, and it has Rob on it, but I will only put alternate reps on there if they. To be on there, or if they're going to be repping that month.
Right.
So you'll be only on it if you're repping that month.
Right.
Okay, great. Lucia?
Myself as the rep now,
mm-hmm.
Until we can talk Jed into it. And
yeah.
he just joined the CC committee, though, and that's
okay,
really positive.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And Rob for the alternate.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally we will have somebody else, but.
Okay, do you have a name for who somebody else might be?
Occasionally Jane does it.
Jane
Carroll,
okay.
But she hasn't done it quite a while.
Did the group vote to...
Nobody, we didn't discuss it because
okay.
We already had me.
You already had you. All right, so we'll
just
you.
Put me on it and
okay.
We'll let you know if there's anybody
okay.
else.
And I almost forget my people on stream. Josh, do you have alternate rep?
Sherry Hill.
Nice.
Oh,
all right.
Wonderful. I love Sherry.
And Dave.
I'm so sorry, I was muted. Kelly is going to be the alt rep.
Nice. Okay. Thank you guys for that. That lets us comply with the HOA law that says you can't vote by proxy.
Do we have to? Do we?
Oh, Ed, I didn't see your hands up.
I'd like to stay on that.
I'm sorry, you too. I wasn't remembering all your names. You are my email to the town council.
And I want to stay on.
And you'll stay on it. Got it. Okay. All right. Next up is QuickBooks. I heard the email consensus was on the basic. Does anybody want to say anything beyond it? Does everybody vote in favor of basic, or do we need discussion?
I think everybody was fine.
Everybody who voted in favor can chime in. Basic is
I know. He's for pep about basic or anything else involves software.
Whatever Barbara says.
It's always updatable, okay. So you start with the basic and move on from there.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking. It does seem like we'll be able to do, everything we can with QuickBooks, just with the standard thing. I think we'll maybe still look at it and see how much time it would really save, to have those additional modules. But, I think I agree, at least starting at, just the basic QuickBooks Online should
And the online thing is great. I mean, I use QuickBooks all the time. And it's just, I can log into it from any computer, anywhere, at any time.
We don't
time.
Have to worry
it's,
about backups.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you can always add a piece if you need, right?
Mm-hmm. You could, add payroll on later and everything. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're basically just logging into a website, so it's not like you're even adding anything. You're just logging in.
Yeah.
If you have the information, you can log in from anywhere.
And that money-wise, if they needed to use the payroll.
You would have to be approved.
Mm-hmm. So our town council is officially giving permission to take it from where should we get the money from? Oh, admin, I guess, and just let the budget go over.
Yeah, that is what we did. I'm almost certain that's what we did with the previous time we purchased QuickBooks. I'll verify that, but as long as that is whatever we did last time, I think we should just, emulate that same thing.
It'll come out of the assessment budget and just from the admin category, and if it goes over budget.
And should we, should we go ahead and, I guess probably the best course of action would just be, they have a 30-day trial, so we'll just do that, fill it out, and then once everything's good, I guess, should we just purchase a full year up front?
Yeah.
Because that would save, give the best deal. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody's good with that?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. All for volunteers for 4th of July. Did any groups get volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to speak to that a little bit.
Okay, to 4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says here we're going to make ice cream on Saturday evening, probably starting about 5 o'clock. We'll have ice cream freezers here, and ice and salt for making ice cream. If you want to make ice cream up here, bring your own ingredients. But we will have everything else here for you to make ice cream. And we're going to put it in the freezer and serve it actually on Tuesday. On Monday night, evening is a dance and hors d'oeuvre party with Little Grizzly. He's going to play from 8 until probably about 11 or so. So that should be great fun. I love that band. And then on Tuesday the 4th, we will have a barbecue cookout and picnic type thing. I'm focused on food, so I don't know what other activities might take place, but I'm sure there would be other things. I'm going to get hamburgers and hot dogs, both vegetarian and omnivore. There's been really good sweet corn lately. I may get a case of sweet corn too if that's still available. So there'll be plenty of food. And we're going to kind of do like we did for Spring Fest. We're going to ask people to bring salads to fill out the rest of the meal. So that's kind of the plan for 4th of July. There's no fireworks or any of that kind of thing as far as I know. And if there is, that's a separate deal. The co-op will not pay for that. Mm-hmm. The co-op is paying for all of this, paying for the band, paying for the food, paying for everything. So decorations, whatever. No alcohol, no fireworks. We're not paying for that. Otherwise, we're paying for everything for this party. So it should be great fun. So I hope everybody will plan to come and have a good time for the 4th of July.
Thank you, Paul. Are you volunteers?
James on the 4th for ice cream. Jinko on the 3rd. Junko's going to bring salad. I'm going to bring a salad. It seemed to me somebody else popped in, but I don't see it written down here.
Hey, can you hear me? This is Josh from
NWK.
Q and I have a Ninja Creamy. It's like a kind of like an ice cream machine. We're going to pre-manufacture some ice creams and bring them up, if that's cool.
That'd be fine, yeah. If anybody wants to make ice cream at home, do that at home. Put it in your freezer. Bring it up on Tuesday. So.
Okay. Very cool. All right, Lisa?
No. Okay. There were no further volunteers. I'm volunteering.
Right.
I've been working on it.
Great. Judith said she'll be out of town for the main event, but might be able to help out with the ice cream on Saturday. Julia said she's bringing salad and wants to help out where she can, and Scott and Jazz as well. We're not sure what days yet, but we will be, volunteering everywhere we can.
Who's coordinating salad?
I don't know.
I have already sent out an email, one email.
Well, let me know if it needs to be vegan.
Okay. I mean, if somebody will make one vegan salad, at least, green salads are pretty vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking more of bean salad than the hussies like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that the vegetarians and vegans will step up and bring food. I'm going to get some veggie burgers and hot dogs too, so we'll have that as well as beef and beef hot dogs and beef burgers.
All right, Tina. Karen Wild, food.
You're writing all this down, aren't you? Because I'm not.
Yeah, she's getting it and I'm getting it.
Yay.
Now, she's doing something over there. You're just texting with your friends.
I'm watching
how you're really doing.
Nobody's over her shoulder. You better watch out.
She really can't tie. She's just it.
So Linda had volunteered to make a potato salad for the 4th of July event, and then, Aaron and I always help out with dishes if that's what you
clean. That's all we needed.
Moving furniture and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Josh? Beyond your ice cream, your fabulous ice cream?
Yeah, just my RSV. Okay. Nobody else is volunteering yet.
Okay. Dave, do you have anybody?
Yes, Kelly is going to go ahead and volunteer for ice cream, and I'm hoping maybe pizza is going to be involved as well.
Yeah. The oven?
Yes, crossing fingers and toes.
Hell yeah.
I'll give you a look at
Okay, next up, broadening out 4th of July to Interdependence Day. And feedback. This is just a step, so I'm just collecting feedback.
Where did that come?
That is administrative agenda item number 4.
We love the idea. However, we apparently do not have a lot of volunteer singers, but we're totally down for calling it Interdependence Day. That part seems truly groovy.
Okay, cool. Dave?
I'm so sorry to keep catching me up. we have quite a few people who are definitely for it. I don't know if there's actually anybody that's going to be doing singing, but we have eight definite yeses on that.
Cool. All right, thanks. All right, Anthony.
It seemed like in general people were in favor of it. I don't know if we necessarily know what all that looks like or what it's going to be, but, it's for a change. People were in favor of it.
Okay, thanks. Just curious. In your group, did Jan say anything? Is she going to do
anything? Well, Jan, she was for sure. I mean, she's the writer of this, I think, right?
Did she say anything?
Was it Rose? Okay. She's very passionately for it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and she already agreed to do this thing. Yeah. I had to ask Rose that one.
I'm going to apologize.
It's all good.
Yeah, we get
it. Okay. All right, Tina.
And our group is fine with this. And we had other discussion, but that's all I wrote down. So I can't remember what was that. It had to do with flyers and communication.
Oh, that's
I ask you, what did we say? I remember what it was.
Do you remember? You remember?
Yeah, and we had one member who was concerned that our flyers be very inclusive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Especially since they will go to the fire department. And it wouldn't involve that many people from either of those venues. We did talk about that a little bit. Just 12, 15 people possibly, and they probably already have commitments elsewhere anyway, but... It would be a small
We discussed it with the Sunday invitation because nobody came.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah, we were all, you know, super happy about it. Sounds like a great plan. We did have a couple members that were just, you know, worried about will we have enough food, but, you know, Paul has assured us that, you know, we'll have more than enough. So, yeah, we're feeling great about it.
Oh, great. All right, Lucia.
I hate to be the one.
I know. We'll take a breath first.
I have a bunch of things here. Okay. So they said what we celebrate has a lot of hypocrisy behind it, the Independence Day.
Right.
But that there are things to be proud of that our country has done. That was one person's point of view, saying, you know, don't... But they didn't feel like you could never celebrate the country. They didn't want to give that over to the people who, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So they said... And then they also said they could see acknowledging in a different way, like interdependence, that maybe there could be time for a little bit of talk about that, you know, during the party. Some people said this. But that people with kids want a celebration. And people have a day off from work and they want a party. So for it to be all around interdependence, you know, talking and singing, they don't want that. They want a, you know, party. And they were all in favor of inviting the fire department. In terms of the Victory House folks, we said we should plan a gathering with them. Plan it with them rather than we plan this and then say, oh, come. That why don't we plan something with them rather than ask them to join into our celebration. And that's like it's just an add-on. That we felt like they should be the focus. And what about asking them to, at some event, to talk to us about the history of this area, the history of their church, the history of this church over here, and so that it gave them a role in the event that we share with them.
Thank you. I don't remember we're saying much about this other than that. And this is not necessarily for the July 4th, but Barbara's granddaughter was wondering if there was any chance they could have a bouncy house. Not necessarily for July 4th, but possibly.
Yeah, that's a part about the kids.
Well, there's somebody at the co-op that already owns a bouncy apparatus.
They do, don't they?
You just set it up and pump some water over it.
Yeah, that's just a suggestion, if we could do that. My other thought was that it seems to me when I think of July 4th, I think more of the Declaration of Independence and the fact that we... declared that we were for certain inalienable rights, even though those people at the time interpreted that to be the upper class. They didn't really mean inclusion, but they said everybody. Mm-hmm. And that one of the things to do would be read just that first little piece. You don't have to go into all the bad things the king did, but, you know, but that's a suggestion, which is, I'm not willing to do it, so...
Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. All right. It's my agenda item. Call for volunteers. The question of whether non-MLC folk would be welcome at invasive plant space.
Who me? I have a positive reaction.
Okay. You can go.
I love this idea. I might be biased. We've recently had... we'll say an external person, Kristen, working in NWK and marking invasives and helping us put together a plan just to get it moving along better. And he has been wonderful just seeing the tags go up, seeing the progress, you know, it kind of restores hope. So I would love to invite more people to come and work on that. I mean, I have a whole forest of bamboo, if you're interested. So we're totally in. We love this idea.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. Dave.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of support for this. The only concerns that came up were people basically being unsupervised, which I don't think that would be the issue. But yeah, we do have a lot of support for this motion.
Okay, cool, thank you. Okay, Anthony.
Everybody was in support of it. The only real comment was that we just wanted it to be free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely
volunteer. That was really the only thing. We just, as long as it doesn't cost us any money, we're all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's free labor.
Yeah.
All right, Tina.
Yes, and the only comment was one person was embarrassed that we have people volunteering from outside the community to come pull our invasive that we won't pull. Although my 2 acres keep me clean.
Yeah. Okay, Scott.
Yeah, we were all loved the idea. One member just wanted to make sure, you know, that Karen keeps track of everyone. But yeah, we're happy. Yeah, I guess kind of the same thing. Just make sure it's all
no
supervised.
But it's
you know,
we want to see it.
No renegade invasive removers.
Flashers and burners.
I promise I could just get rid of that's funny. Okay, count them on the good eye.
If there was somebody randomly pulling weeds in my yard, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Get them a common land and sort of your business private land. That'd be cool. Okay, Lucia.
We were totally in favor,
okay.
Of course. And they said thanks to Karen for bringing it up so if they see strange people walking around, maybe those are the volunteers.
And also the 6 cars, yeah.
Have to have those with armbands or something.
Yeah. Okay, and Jesus.
Harper Black said, why would we say no?
That's funny. Oh, that passes unanimously. That's funny.
I forgot to mention, NWK did ask that when we do have people coming over, knowing what cars they drive is really helpful. We do have weird stuff happen over there, so just knowing who's coming is helpful.
I also want to ask where to park, because I told them that they could park like in the mailbox circle, like behind each other.
Yeah, they can park there. There's also right under the power lines off of Crump, there's plenty of space. You can probably park about 3
okay.
cars out there,
okay,
too.
Okay, so I didn't think that would be a park outside. Okay, thank you. All right, very cool. Okay, comparing. Yes.
I have a question.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see
is any of this related to the USDA grant?
Yes, because what we're going to be working on is land that I need to get down before I can get the reimbursement for the bank grant. So we're working
when I supervise grants, we kept timesheets because we could use that as part of our match.
Yeah, no, this grant is much easier.
It's when it's finished.
All I do is I say, this is how many acres we clear. I just say, I'm done working this area, and then Tall Timbers comes out and maps the acreage that's clear, verifies it's clear, and then I get money based on how much was cleared, and I don't have to do anything else.
We didn't have a match?
No, it's not a match. It's a certain amount. So for NWK, because we're doing stump treatment on some of it, or we got it set up, we're doing a lot of weed wrenching instead of cut stump, but it's because it's woody invasive, and I said that we would do cut stump, it's $600 per acre that we get back, depending on however many acres we clear. So I said we were going to do up to 4 acres up there. And I said, if we don't do exactly the whole 4 acres, is that okay? Because we're running out of time on the budget, and I've got Kristen over there who's like worked 20 hours in this one section. Like, no, you've got to go over there where it's not so thick, and you've got to clear that whole section. But anyway, whatever point he's done with the 20 hours that are left in the budget, and I'm going to do up to 3 or 4 on the workday, then I will get that, submit that. And so I think we're at, it's like $2,000 that we're... that will go back into the management budget.
Great.
Once that's done.
I would love to see a copy of the grant.
I don't need any timesheets for this grant.
I would love to have a copy.
Sure.
Grant.
I'll send you a copy.
And the section that's behind me, has that been photographed?
It has not been photographed yet, because I'm not too worried about the foliage coming back. Yeah,
oh, that's
because,
good. Okay.
And also, the one behind you goes together with the 8 acres up the whole Black Creek, slides of Black Creek. And I can't even, I have no money in the budget for that until I get reimbursed from the NWK.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Maybe make a note to send them over. Yeah, it's only $50 an acre for the bad acreage. Okay. Any questions on the CC committee report?
We did have some comments.
You do have comments. Mm-hmm. Comments and questions. Okay, Scott and then the show.
Yeah, we had a couple members that were, you know, had some hesitance about the $4,000 the potential new fridge that they were talking about in the CC report. You know, just saying, you know, country club, we don't need to, you know, purchase a fridge that's that expensive. Another member was wondering, you know, could that fridge just be, you know, kind of gussied up or painted, you know, to make it look nice. But, you know, Paul had, you know, a very, you know, had a lot of comments about how, you know, it's a really good idea to go out and get this new fridge. We've had the old one for about 25 years. It's only one breakdown away from, you know, from being expensive to fix. We probably couldn't even find the parts. You know, it's, we can invest in another good one and, you know, make sure it's good. And that'll last us another at least 25 years. You know, I'm sure we'll continue to have discussion as that, when that comes up, but just wanted to forward those comments.
Okay, great, thank you. Michelle, you have comments.
Okay, our group had comments about the wedding fees.
Okay.
Concern about the criteria. Oh, they were focusing on the part where it said that Anne was going to negotiate the price of weddings down, or if from what the published fees are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just mentioned in there. And somebody got upset about it, and they brought it up, and the mayor then said, concern about the criteria for negotiation.
Right.
Like something you can defend later if brides and wedding goers talk to each other about what they need. And that they looked at the pilot. They said any wedding over 100 people, that we should add the cost of parking because it's a big burden on us. And there was concern about the parking, the paid trainer.
That's right. Maybe
there's
something
in there that says,
yeah,
if the wedding people are responsible for finding someone to help park, but we're going to hire someone to train those people how to park.
Okay.
And they just thought that was. One person said, I have concern about the number of formerly volunteer jobs that are now paid. Can't we recruit young people to park? We did it for years. And can't we get a volunteer trainer? So,
good luck with that.
Volunteer. Yeah.
Go for it. I mean, it sounds like they have a volunteer.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me.
I've heard some grumbling about the refrigerator, but I don't remember what it was, and it's not written down on my thing, so I have nothing to say.
Okay. Anybody else have feedback on the CC report?
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, I think that's, like, item number 6, right? I mean, it's just,
yes.
It could be a broad thing, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for the most part, everybody in our group was in favor of replacing the fridge. I mean, one point that somebody brought up is, like, the new one that they've been looking at only costs $75 for the whole year to run. And so we could just have this fridge that would sit there and run all year long as opposed to having to turn this thing that's, you know, clunker on and off. The only thing was is that if the words in the proposal were it's in poor condition aesthetically, maybe we just sand it and paint it down and clean it up if that's the only problem, but it seems like it's bigger than that. So we're all in favor of it if that's the case. The other thing was about the power line.
Let me pause there for a second. I want to add something about the refrigerator because Rose asked me, does this need to be a proposal or is this just the, a CC committee asset replacement thing? And so I checked with Mo, and Mo thought about it, and she decided that it should be a proposal so that... Because, you disagree. Okay, well, I mean, I understand. It was like, well, the reason Mo thought it should be a proposal was so then this kind of discussion could happen. It's happening right now. Like, you know, did the committee approve of the expenditure?
But we had a discussion, several years ago about how we have all these items that are on an asset replacement list.
Right.
And do we really want to, every time we replace one of them, have to have approval again. Can't we trust these people who run the committee and let them go ahead and replace them? And that cut down a lot of agenda items. And we have, you know, so we said everything that's in the asset replacement list, we wouldn't. And I mean, you have to go back in the minutes.
Well, I think
and look
that's
it up.
I think it's a TC decision. I mean, I'm just sharing Mo's feedback. Because at first, that's what I said. Like, isn't this just a refrigerator for a refrigerator? Isn't this just asset replacement?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And then Mo, at first she said, I think so. And then she's like, well, wait a minute. Community might want to weigh in about, you know, glass front, steel front, you know, $4,000, $3,500. So I just set out to you guys.
I don't know, across the board, we were pretty much all in favor of just replacing
it. Go for it.
It's like time to do it. It's just, if the wording was that it's just aesthetics, then maybe we do something else. But if it's a need, we replace it.
What do you think? I mean, we didn't even talk about it at all.
My recollection is that we have replaced our cook stove in the kitchen and our big refrigerator. And I don't remember there being a proposal.
Oh, there was
for
a proposal
those.
For that big stove.
There was definitely a proposal for the stove. I don't think it was.
Because it was over $1,000, so it had to go to a membership vote.
So anyway, I'm kind of feeling the same way, that we're just replacing an asset that needs to be replaced.
So you're that way.
Yeah, I would think so.
Asset for asset? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. It's asset for asset. So there you go. Oh, that was you, yeah?
I wrote this beautiful. I was submitting it for June.
What? Oh, my. That's funny. Okay, now we'll talk about Rose's power line. You have something.
It was just a couple of questions, really. When is Imaginary's walkthrough? I think they've done a lot of the other roads, so it was just kind of a question as to when that's going to be scheduled. And then, has there been any discussion about the...
The tree wire.
About the tree wire. So there's apparently that. And so it was like whether or not that's been discussed.
Cool. So Rob did email me about the tree wire. He said he talked to the city guy, and there's a there's a list of reasons why they don't want to use them in MLC, and I will forward that to you. I'll grab that paragraph and send it to you. Okay. Anything else on Jersey Power Line? Okay, thank you. All right, tree protectors and land management report.
Aaron, did he include cost?
The cost of a tree wire?
Yeah.
No, it was different. It had to do with personal safety, and it's better to see the trees getting sparked so you know that they're getting sparked. It was stuff like that. And the wires being heavy when they're coated with that wire. But there's still a live wire if they come down, so people think it's just a cable wire, but it's actually a live wire and it can kill you. So they thought it was better. But I'll just send you what the city person said, what Rob said the city person said. Okay. I'll make a note.
Notice that Miccosukee Road has all tree wires.
Right, but that was part of it. They use it on the big roads, but they don't want to use it within the neighborhood. Okay, any questions on the Article 5 Working Group statement? They're working on the next draft and hope to get it out soon at the next agenda.
Just lots of gratitude.
Yes, thank you, Josh, and I guess that's
one space minutes. Did have one thing.
Oh, you do have something?
It's my comment, though. So I'm happy to say it.
Okay.
I'd like to request that there's some form of tree protection in this next draft. Something akin to the 12-inch protection would be great, something that ties it in. But I'm just going to be looking for that in that draft.
Yeah.
Well, Josh
can
answer
that
because I think they are addressing that.
There's some form of
I love that feedback.
Yeah.
And we're going to totally consider that. Absolutely.
But it's not in there right now, is it? We don't know.
No, when we all gave feedback last month, they took all that,
okay.
And that was it.
I know our group put it in.
Yeah, both of us. Yeah. Okay.
It's a very popular feature, I will say.
Yeah, exactly. All right, questions on coordinates report? Questions on finance report? I didn't get the treasurer's report yet, so I can't send it out.
So you sent the coordinator's report, yes.
Yes.
So we had for the most part, people were fine with the coordinator's report, but there was one comment that... the words "the remainder" is not acceptable terminology for your hours. Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't know that personally, but it was just the words, the remainder didn't seem descriptive enough.
Okay. All right, and?
Yeah, I added everything up, and it turned out that you're spending over 17 hours on email.
Oh, my God, you should see my email inbox. Yes. If I only
spend... One of the suggestions that has been made pretty consistently is that you can delegate some of that. We could triage a lot of the emails so that you don't have to deal with them.
No, I do triage them. It's just this community runs on email. People don't realize to the extent that it does. You know, it's just, I have like 10, since I became coordinator, that first year I was on my personal email, and I think the second year I said, can I have my own separate email account? And I got it. There's 10,000 emails in my inbox, and almost all of them have been read and responded to, and I went back and did the math, and it was like 10 minutes per email, so I'm not wasting time on email. It's just there's a lot of email things that go on. And so, but if you want me to put the numbers in, 17 hours. I mean, my brother, well, this is off topic, but he does, you know, his 40-hour-a-week job, he does 25 hours a week on email. That's just how it is. Okay. So, anyway, going on old business? Oh, finance clerk. No questions on finance clerk. And treasury support, I will send it when I get it, but I think it'll be just after this weekend. Okay, old business, community contribution to the funding of the wood-fired community oven.
Did you know what he did?
Nope.
Okay.
Was everybody yes on that? Any discussion?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
We had a comment.
Okay.
It was a wonderful example of how to not ask the community for money, raise it yourselves, and have fun at the same time.
Okay. Okay, very cool.
Can you raise $5,000? I can give you a little report about it.
Sure, go ahead and give a report.
The all the foundation work for the oven is done. We poured the slab on top of the concrete block base last Saturday. So we're actually ready for the oven. The oven was shipped on this past Monday. There's some chance it'll get here tomorrow. Since I didn't hear from the trucking company today, I kind of don't think so. So I think it'll be the beginning of next week. But everything out there now is done, and we're ready to actually put the oven on top of this bunker we've built out there.
If we have a hurricane, that's the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it looks serious.
So we're pretty much ready. I have Kim Reimer lined up to actually do the assembly of this unit, and I think he's the perfect person to do this because he thinks about what needs to be done. He's a real craftsman, and he pays attention to detail, and that's what this requires in order to really get it right and make it to be a long-lasting asset, which it will be. So we've made a lot of progress. We've actually raised $5,500 so far, we've spent all of that at this point. I actually have bills right now that I bought some stuff for this past week. I have about $300 in bills that I haven't been reimbursed for. So we've spent about $5,800 so far on this.
So you might have to have another party to get the rest.
Well, if the co-op gives us this $500, then we'll be over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
We should have plenty to finish the thing, including some decoration too. So.
What was the total ticket on this?
I'm sorry?
What was the total ticket on this? Total expenditures? Estimate.
The oven itself? Or?
For the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, like I say, we've spent $5,800 more or less so far. I mean, I can give you the exact numbers, but
plus
it's right around $5,800.
Plus the $600 will be $600. Okay. Well, we thank you for $6,000 plus gift.
Yeah, and you know, I realize that the original proposal said that we wouldn't ask the co-op for money, but you know, at this point, I feel like the co-op could invest a little bit of money in this. I mean, this $500 amounts to like a 12th of the total cost of this.
Right.
So that's why I felt all right about doing this. And it is a co-op asset in the end.
Now you can submit your
$300
receipts to Cassie, and she can reimburse you.
I'm sorry?
Now you got the $500, so now you can go ahead and submit your $300 worth of receipts.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so next agenda item, it was pull photos so that there can be more time for productive community dialogue to happen, and what would that look like? Do you feel like we addressed that at the beginning of the meeting, or do you want to talk about that some more? Say that again. Okay, so this agenda item was pulled so that there can be more time for productive community dialogue to happen. But what would that look like?
Well, you know, I face-to-face, you know, and I don't know, with summer approaching, you know, I'm a little, and kids are out of school now, families will be, you know, I'm wondering if maybe, you know, how people would feel about, like, just maybe people would submit articles to AAC. I mean, you have to be, I think people are very careful about what they write and publish in AAC. It's a real thoughtful process. And maybe in September, like, we could use this topic because it has a lot of implications, and use it as our general membership meeting, but have it in September, and that way take away the general membership meeting part from our usual celebration, because we'll be kind of maybe burned out from partying
right?
for 2 weeks. So if we did it in September, it would kind of, because I think even though we had, you know, all this angst about it, we're all smiling and happy now, you know, like we know that we will work through this, that even though, you know, because we care about one another and we are a true community and intentionally. And so maybe a September meeting that is facilitated, maybe it could be our general membership meeting the year, that delays it a little bit. Maybe people won't, I don't know, maybe they'll lose interest and not want to come, though. I don't know. That's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
And did I miss it? Did we pass funding for the...
yes, we passed funding. I didn't go through and get feedback because everybody was in favor.
Everybody was in favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
so, okay. I didn't hear that.
I didn't either. Yeah, sorry, it was a little informal. But it that passed unanimously.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This is the second time, and it didn't really need to pass unanimously.
Right. That's on it, Linda.
Thank you.
If there's a meeting in September, it has to have all points of view. It can't just be one proposal that we're discussing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it would just it wouldn't be open mic like we've been doing for the last couple of years. If we do that as a topic. Mm-hmm. I think it's been very effective.
Yeah, the Article 5 meeting went really well.
Yeah,
so
and we did two Article 5 in a year in a row, you know, both years, and it was very effective, just letting everybody take a time to speak and speak their heart. So, okay, very cool. No new business, and now we're on to group concerns. Anybody want to go first?
My group had a concern about the squatters feeling that the co-op bears some responsibility for the squatters because a lot of kind people tried to help them find a home, and they recognized that our feelings about these folks changed from when they first got here until now, and they are also, people are hearing rumors that Eric was never asked directly whether he could, we would, whether that trailer could be put on his land. People are saying he was never asked directly. I don't know whether that's true or not.
That is true. That's a mistake that I admit to making. Like, the agenda item came to me, I put the agenda item on the agenda, and I didn't think, I need to call this person and make sure they're okay with it. You know, because that was
they wanted to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah,
that was the main one.
Yeah, absolutely.
One suggestion was that the homeowner should ask town council for permission to have a trailer on the land, not anyone else.
Excellent.
And then the other thing was is that we have a couple of neighbors who live alone, and they are afraid of these people. Mm-hmm. Because when they were moving, and some people had walked by the house, they have a pit bull, and they had a pile of guns in the living room.
Wow.
And people are concerned about that. So they were just said they realized that it has to be the homeowner who goes and files papers for eviction. We can't do anything. Somebody called the police and or the sheriff and two deputies came, remember that? Mm-hmm. And they said they have to be home, and as they left,
they came back and found them.
They're still here. They're living right
here.
I know they're still here. So nobody wants to go and say anything to them. They're afraid of them. And they just wanted to ask Karen to get in touch with Eric and light a fire on him and say, people are feeling frightened in the neighborhood. Could you deal with this?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's gotten more complex. But what I heard, again, I'm just hearing this, Mike put up on this, is that if he had gotten the sheriff there right away, the sheriff could have evicted them, but now that they've been there squatting, now
they
lawyers,
have some rights.
They have some rights. And so he's already put $1,000 into a lawyer, and it's still in the process.
They don't have tenants' rights. Squatters don't have any rights.
They do.
They do have
they
rights.
Do, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what
Eric, I believe, has his lawyer working on this, is my understanding of what
I've
got. Casey.
What about the fact that the vehicle, that Randy's vehicle was stolen, pretty much? Can't that be used against them and the sheriff be called in?
They can hot wiring and
they've been using
vehicle.
Randy's vehicle.
Randy ran out of his vehicle.
Endless.
Well, then she needs to do a report.
That could get him out. Or the threat.
That's
the threat of calling.
Eric is the one that has to deal with this. There's really nothing we can do. So, you
know. That's true.
I mean,
isn't that bad?
We can talk about it. We can think about it. We can worry about it. But there's nothing we can do. Eric is the one that has to deal with this. And my understanding is that he has his lawyer working on this.
Well,
so.
I think Angie is saying that if someone, if they actually drove, hotwired and drove someone's car, that person could call the police.
Right.
They did this.
Especially if they did it in
right. Well,
it's a crime.
I appreciate that we're talking about this because I didn't know this and I want to be informed and know that this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can prepare for anything.
Yeah, I mean, if they are committing crimes, I think that's more than Eric's issue.
But Beth would have to file a report.
We have to get the person who was
right, who owns the car,
who the crime was committed against to.
I don't know whose name his truck is registered in.
Wait, two people talking. I don't know who was first. Okay, Linda, go ahead.
Ed and I spoke to Eric when he was here, and he gave them 3 days' notice to get out.
Right. They have to file down home,
So I appreciate that he has an attorney now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Help with the process.
I understand. Go ahead. Paul.
You were going to say something.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I thought that same thing at the very, when I first heard about this, but all of this basically is kind of rumor. I haven't talked to anybody who actually saw any of this happen.
I saw him driving the vehicle twice while I was up here cleaning.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go.
But I think it might, and I don't know who the vehicle's registered to now. It was Randy Van Oss's vehicle.
Right.
I suspect that it's been changed to Eric's name now, is my feeling, is my kind of my understanding.
Right.
About
so
this. But nonetheless, I think that. Eric's lawyer and that kind of thing is going to be the thing that's going to have to deal with this in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be careful not to let this happen again.
Yeah, people need to be aware. Squatters do have rights after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And I did send Eric an email saying, is there anything I can do? And that was just last week. And then back in February, March, I was like texting with Mark, and he's like, You know you need to go. Yes, I know we need to go. Yes, I know. We know we're looking for places. We're looking for places. We know that there's stuff.
Yeah, but that's just his story.
It's his story.
Yeah, they're still here.
Yeah. But I did try. You know, I tried to get through it.
I know, he told me his whole sob story, and I listened to it for a while. I feel bad because I just got to the community. Hey, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
We hired both of them.
Yeah,
I worked with them for
months.
They
didn't seem like bad people. Yeah,
right.
This I certainly didn't think that this.
I think Michelle's a really nice lady. I think Mark is a.
I raised a bunch of money for him to help buy Brandon's house because we felt sorry for them. We felt like you know, they were good people.
Right, exactly. And that's what I thought too. He worked in that my house, and I thought he was a really good guy. Both of them. Yeah. No boundaries. Just no boundaries. Okay, I'm doing group concerns. Did you guys have any group concerns?
Just the bouncy house at some point.
Okay.
It'd be good for the 4th of July.
What?
It seems like it'd be fun for the
4th. Yeah.
It's really hot and put a bouncy house on the 4th of July, but if the kids want to do it.
Well, they have the water ones, too.
Yeah, the water ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they've done it for the general members.
The bouncy water.
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no hurry.
I was planning
to do it. I would too. I'll spray you with a hose if you want.
You will?
Yes, I will. It's going to have a hose fight.
And did they own the bouncy house, do you know?
I did. She didn't say that she. I
thought it was a. We were talking about a slide.
Well, that's what I changed it to. Oh, it said bouncy house. Well, like, well, if it's too hot, we do a water slide. You know,
I thought water slide, but what if she's actually right here? I mean, I have such a poor memory.
Right. And that is that rocky.
Water slide.
Yeah. Nailed it. I know we have a little one somewhere floating.
Well, some co-op parents own one, but it's got holes in it.
And it's kind of small, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe we should put some out on Swamp Folks.
You know, you mean with the old billboards, billboard vinyl, and just put it out there and just run the hose down.
There you go, just some soap and like some plastic sheeting.
I will say, really, you down
the stairs. I mean, you can write all the way
there. No, get over here and stay here. They were going to crush
the challenge.
Scary.
All right, I let's get off topic. So, okay, that's something that is. This is the year to do it while we have the money and the budget for these kind of parties. Here's water slide. All right. Today, did you have any?
No,
we
just do a little one.
No.
Oh, wow.
Scott, can you do it? No. Keenan.
I have three.
Okay. All right. Anthony and Ed, we're going to do group concerns.
They also commented. Ward talked to me personally.
Okay.
So he's...
Ed, we're going to go on, okay?
Thanks, Ed.
Okay.
He's this side now.
Okay.
Yeah,
he can speak up once you're finished.
I just have to adjust my number, I guess, our participation number.
You have more people than you think.
Oh. Okay.
Lots of people.
In fact, we're going for two for one.
There it is.
All right, Tina has three group concerns.
The first one is generalizable to other events, but there's a wedding June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Rose has asked that we be cognizant of that and that the grounds be kept tidy and don't leave your objects and stuff around at that time. And she wanted it disseminated to the groups if possible so that more than just our neighborhood group and the town council would know about it.
Is it in June?
It's in June.
No.
And this is something people need to be aware of ongoing as we increase the number of events that we have here so that the environment kind of stays picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably not a lot of stuff in the gazebo and toys scattered, you know. Like
do you think an AC article would be enough or do you want me to send an email out to you?
Let's see. I guess an email. I mean, it's
maybe June
so 8th,
send out that email, by the way, there's a wedding this weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Not be
so
coming up
sure.
to get ice and,
yeah.
playing
yeah.
in the playground,
playing
pickleball.
Just
not use it, yeah. Right. They'll have
the when we rent it, we just have to be out.
Yeah.
Well, they well
it depends on what it is.
Yeah. It depends on what it is because when we have
too popular, that'd be an issue.
Our own events, you know, we share the space often, but this is like an outside event and it's the wedding feeding
so
for the weekend.
Okay.
We want their income.
Yeah.
So,
for sure. Yeah.
You know,
they're paying for it and it is a reasonable fee. So, you know, it is going toward community stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what helps subsidize when we borrow it and it only costs $10. Yeah.
Game night.
Right.
And when we had this discussion originally, I believe it was proposed that maybe it would only be a couple of these big blowouts a year or something like that would be enough to work with the community center budget. So it's not like we are going to be out.
Our space.
Yeah. So is that a proper reflection of that. Yeah. So I think, yeah. So what we need to do is just when there are events, we need to get this out so that the community's aware.
Right.
That.
So I need to work with Anne.
No running nude across the. What about the pool? The pool, certainly, if we could use the pool during these events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't rent the pool.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but we'd be better off if we walked up.
Okay. Then, and I don't know that this is an appropriate forum for this, but one of the people in our group is working with the group for the pro-choice initiative. And mm-hmm. she wanted us to let everyone know that I think everyone in here knows that this is going on. We haven't got a form yet. Okay. And then the third was brought up that Beaver Pass has now become perceptibly a liability, that even signs may not be enough. Our group suggested that perhaps it's at the point that, and I have been over there, I don't know, I'm saying what my group said, that maybe we need to go ahead and pick up the beginning and ending of the boardwalk and it not be passable at all. And that would be some incentive to get
no.
it replaced. I'm just sharing with the group you know, what my group said. And that another suggestion was it would be an asset replacement. We could do it the old way, or we may need to brainstorm another approach where at least partial of it would be paid somehow. And that's a mighty undertaking.
Does this come under asset replacement?
Yeah.
If boardwalks are in that schedule.
And materials has been the thing that we might would be looking at paid labor as well, like maybe structure it in such a way that we could have a team come in and for a day just do a big charge on it or something. They would be
that's another later. Thing we didn't vote on. We just did it.
It was just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. So that's
we definitely important. Need to address a safety hazard.
So how should we address it? Linda's saying no, don't pull up the front and the back ends of it.
I mean, it is a vital kind of connection to our community and our walking, and that's kind of the part of what brings
put
us all together.
Put little rings along
the
things
that could be
thrown to people. Put some kind of boards up or something for Peacock Pass when they did it. We dealt with that somehow over there.
Yeah, we had the signs up, like warning.
Which is while they were taking it apart.
And
right?
It was,
and they would go back together.
Yeah. It would be closed for like a weekend or something while they were activating. You know, but it was only closed for like a weekend. It wouldn't close for like a month or two or three.
And that was part of the hard part, was having to do it in sections like that and make sure it was always open. So that's definitely part of the discussion.
Right.
Well, and we could just that entrance that's coming off of Tan Mouse, right there where the boards are, you know, maybe just that we could fix because it's on land, right?
Oh, the individual section? The small little part by itself?
Picking up right in the beginning.
In the part of the little tiny creek.
We have all the materials right there to fix it.
All
we need are three or four people to say they're ready to help, and we can get that job done. We have the screws. We have the boards. Wow. We need one post, but we have the posts over behind the firehouse. We need somebody to help move that post because it's heavy.
We need a champion
over to the site, and then we would. It would take a couple hours at the most.
Do you want? And also, do you want to call the people who volunteered on Peacock Pass and just get that moving and see if you can get three people over to at least get that first thing? We know who volunteered on Peacock Pass. We know who the people are who did the rebuild on Peacock Pass. So I'm thinking, get on the phone and be like, hey, you know, James, Matt, whoever these, I can't even remember, these wonderful people who volunteered to do Peacock Pass. And see if you can get that going and get that first section done. Because I'm really concerned about the whole boardwalk is rickety. I mean, I'm walking on it and I'm going like this. And I'm telling the person behind me, walk on the nails.
Walk on the nails.
Right.
That's how we did it.
That's how we did it. And I just don't want them to fall through and break their leg. When Emmett went through, she
almost fell. You understand that we can't put the cross bracing in until the water goes down a bit. The water's over knee deep there.
But 3 months ago there was no water.
It's not a matter of having two or three people. We've got the boards there. The materials are already on site.
We need a plan.
Cross bracing.
I think he's just talking about that little spot, like the small section.
The whole actual boardwalk is feeling unsafe.
We have materials for the repair to keep the beaver pass from moving back and forth a little bit.
We need the man here, Susie Howell.
I walk that every day and don't have a problem with it, but
Karen. I don't walk it when it's
slipping. Hey, Karen.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I have this family thing that I have to drop off right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you have
so
a good concern right there? See, I was
going to. No, just a bunch of kudos from our entire group, everybody that's been helping out with all of the committees.
Cool.
But, yeah, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dave, very, very much. Appreciate you. Okay. Angie.
Ed, thank you for what you do on the boardwalks, but I think that boardwalk needs to be addressed the whole length. I think that needs a company to come in and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that should go to a vote. That shouldn't be, you know, that should go out to the whole community to be able to have their say-so also. I don't think that should just be some people having their voice on that.
Well, they just mentioned it.
I think that's a major safety
issue.
To the
Browns, who had boardwalk built, and the cost was dramatically.
You know what? That's our safety.
Our length of boardwalk, that's about 470 feet of boardwalk.
Yeah.
Would cost us well over $100,000, which we didn't put in asset replacements. So just to let you know that we're talking, if you hire labor, you're talking about an enormous cost.
Well, think of the age everyone was when that was put in.
I understand.
Well,
yeah.
I wanted to say, when we were discussing this and the person who mentioned that, it was not a professional group he was saying come in, but some folk who do that kind of stuff and want
to
make a little extra money.
Yeah.
That's who he was saying. It would just be like a day, come in and steamroll a little chunk of it, or a big chunk of it, or whatever.
Right.
That was more the notion that was in my group, not to hire it to
a
big company or anything
right.
like that.
Right.
No one in the right mind
right.
would
right.
think that because it's like really expensive.
Yeah, really.
I'm just thinking that the thing that made Peacock Pass Boardwalk so successful was Susie and Michael
mm-hmm.
took responsibility.
Yeah.
And then they recruited everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They even recruited the volunteers to make food,
right.
you know. And they worked on it themselves, but it was the overall
mm-hmm.
taking responsibility that is needed.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Tom Kelly's very important contribution.
Right.
To that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Very
because then he's the one that figured out
yeah.
the
that was brilliant
the medal from
so
the firehouse.
Save
fire
the
house.
Top of money.
Save
the top
price of
money.
So we need a champion.
Right. Are you interested in doing a championship, or do you feel like it's fine, it's good enough, and you're not worried about it?
I'm sorry.
If the community, I don't know, there's voices saying...
There are seven people here representing groups.
Right, but...
I would hope that each of you will help identify the people in your group who are prepared to help. Rather than, I mean, I could get on the phone and call a bunch of people, but if we could get a work party, a significant work party, we can get in there. But remember, it's wet.
Right.
When we did it before,
it was wet.
It was wet, and it was a pain.
Yeah.
Leech mad.
Yeah, me too.
And then Dennis Corazio had leech
mad.
Pantyhose.
to keep the leeches on.
All right. Do we need an action now? I mean, I can definitely make an agenda item for next month, calling for volunteers to rebuild Beaver Pass. Do we feel like we need to do any other action now?
Well,
we need more
well how did we handle the last one? How was the money decided?
How the money just came from asset replacement. Susie said,
no
"Well, our grandfather fell through."
No,
well,
no proposal for that.
I don't
and
think
we
created. I remember we did. Yeah, we did. I'll have to go back and look.
Go back and look.
Yeah, I'll go back.
But we ought to get the ball rolling now and start getting people prepped for. I'll do food again.
It still doesn't address
the water. Or later is a better time to do it.
So I know we should include in that. I think that possibly some of it will need to be hired. Just
okay.
some local people here that want to make money on the weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Jed project.
Yeah, to pull a team, a really adequate team together to get something addressed. But we do need to address liability.
Bill still has those signs. Walk at your own risk. You're still sitting right there.
Just pick up your feet, neighbors.
Well, you know, we could just put up a little thing that looked like a barrier, and anybody that goes across, that's their fault.
That
I don't know if that flies.
With swimming pools, as long as you have that fence up, then you're not liable because they had to cross the fence. So, some kind of temporary fencing or something.
Caution tape. Gives us some kind of defense if anything.
Yeah,
something, because if someone comes off that
boardwalk, okay.
That'll be the end of our liability insurance.
Yes, the end of our assets.
Right.
One person gets killed, we're screwed.
I don't think the boardwalk is in anywhere where it's going to kill anybody, injure anybody.
You could get injured, but
walk at your own risk if you need to have a sign up. And that's what I've said consistently in my boardwalk reports in AC and on my swamp boat. And at some point, people just need to breathe deep and understand that we do this with volunteer labor. And no, hiring people doesn't really make a lot of sense because two or three people working aren't going to get enough done.
Well, let's just go back to what we need to do about this tomorrow. So I have a choice. I'm hearing put up caution tape or I'm hearing put up the signs that say walk at your own risk. Do we have a preference between those two?
I think a well-posted sign.
Do you like a sign? Okay.
What do you like, Josh? Do you like the sign better or the caution tape sign?
Okay.
I'm actually fine either way. Caution tape could be a little less expensive, so that could be advantage.
We already have the signs, right?
That's fine.
We already have built-in signs.
I say we have a process. We've done it before. That worked.
Yeah.
Let's do it the same as we did over there.
So put up the signs, and then I'll put it. I'll look back over the pickup test. So the signs will go. I'll contact Bill Phelan, see if he can put the signs up, and then I will. Go back and look at the TCOT pass agenda item before and then copy it and send it out to you guys and we'll get it and add it. You can write something up for me.
Great.
Okay, so that'll go on next month's agenda. Okay. Yay. Any other group concerns? Josh, you have any group concerns? Did you have any? Okay. Everybody's good?
One quick thing.
Yeah.
Please come to board game night tomorrow.
Yay.
Love to see you all.
It's more
there,
fun
everybody.
Than anything.
All right, and next meeting on June 22nd at 6:30.
I'm
here again.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking me
back.
Well, meeting ends at
8:07. Where do I put the check? So now it's Cassie is now the bookkeeper, so either in Cassie's cubby or in the 23A white mail slot.
Okay, so I pay once a year and I know where to check out.